one that found it, he's lost his friend. Baby, take me back one more time, and I'll be yours until the end of time. She was always around to pick up the pieces.
see, we love each one another, baby. and the choir. For we've got a love that's so hot, Lord. But time waits for nobody, baby. So now let's tie the love knot. But we've got a love that's so hot. For time waits for nobody, babe. So now let's tie the love knot. Baby, that's all I need. Don't want nobody but you, honey.
Shooting down, shooting down, shooting another. Yeah. And turning around and calling him your
you never say anything nice to me, and you're forever mistreating me. But today is the day for you to stop, girl, mistreating me this way. That's why I say go
away, baby.
Yeah, 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 baby.
Go away.
Your words aren't made for someone else.
All right, it's about 25 minutes after the hour, and you're tuned into WXYC Chapel Hill. This is our weekly special, the Thursday night feature from 9 p.m. to midnight, with this week's theme being Carolina Soul. And we're 25 minutes into the show. In the background, you're hearing the Originals Orchestra, I believe, out of Burlington, North Carolina, just about 30 minutes away from us here in Chapel Hill. Preceded by a group definitely from that area, the group Prince Paul and the Swinging Imperials came from Burlington and Graham, and that was the Faster Side of their lone single on Parker Records in the late 60s. That was In the Beginning You Really Loved Me. Preceded by Moses Dillard and the Dynamic Showmen from Greenville, South Carolina with Go Way Baby. Chuck Cockerham out of the Piedmont area of North Carolina did Have I Got a Right, not a local single, actually on a national label, Mela, but this one may not have ever gotten out of promotional stages. I've only seen promo copies of it. But he also had a group, CC and the Souls, with his initials from Chuck Cockerham, making that name. Before that, Florence, South Carolina native Clay Brown with Everybody's Talking on Al John New York label from his days away from Florence. Superior's Band and their soul singers out of Winston-Salem did Darling, I Love You. We had two tracks from Chuck Wells, A Love Knot and Why Did You Lie to Me. He came from Wilson, North Carolina and fronted a group there called The Outcasts. Not sure if they're playing on these records, but it could be on The Love Knot. And we started things off with Harold Dickey and the Passions out of High Point, an obscure offering on the Prescott label recorded at Copeland Sound Studios in Greensboro. We've got another 2.5 hours of soul music from North and South Carolina. Next up from Raleigh, Frankie and the Damons.
Because they do not still stare at her picture. You won't even try to let yourself forget her. The soft blue eyes, the smooth on air, the way she always seemed to care. Now you want her back, but she's not there. Baby, will you ever learn? Will you ever learn? Now look at you, standing tall, with your head in the air. All right, you think you're going places, but you ain't going nowhere. All right, you got hips just like a motorboat that makes a young man float. Now, you think you're moving me, but you know I don't care. All right. But I can tell you're gonna run away. But there is nothing, nothing I can say. But now I must admit, my chances kinda slim. I must admit, my future's looking dim. You look so good standing there, physically healthy and trim. All right. I'm walking down the street with your hot pants on, little mama. Yeah, oh, do it now. Now listen, you got a new duck skin dress, a pair of fishnets. I even bought an umbrella so your hair won't get wet. Look at here, you got a new pair of alligator kicks, a $20 wig. Got a 14 karat brooch hanging around your neck. You know that I can tell you're gonna run away. But there is nothing, nothing I can say. But now I must admit, my chances kinda slim. I must admit, my future's looking dim. You look so good standing there, physically healthy and trim. All right. You know you're looking so good to me now. Oh, baby. You are working your show. Now, you think you're looking fly. You're doing a breakdown with your new guy. All right, but I got news for you, my pretty friend. You better think again. Cause the sweet talk that you're selling, I don't have to buy. All right, but I can tell you're gonna run away. But there is nothing, nothing I can say. All right. Lordy, 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 man. When you walk down the street, you shake your hips at everybody you meet.
Hurt me in the past. For once in my life, I have someone. need your warm, tender loving care, baby.
Tender loving care.
Your tender loving care,
tender
baby.
Loving care.
Well, it will make you walk
tender
right.
Loving care.
Even make you talk
tender
right.
Loving care.
It make you go to sleep
tender
at night.
Tender loving care.
Your tender loving care,
tender
baby.
Loving care.
Your tender loving care.
Tender loving care.
Your TLC.
Tender
baby.
Loving care.
Your tender loving care.
Tender loving care.
Got to have it, baby. I really need it, baby. Your tender loving care,
tender
baby.
Loving care.
Your tender loving care.
Tender loving care.
Your TLC.
Tender loving care.
Your tender loving care.
Tender loving care.
That tender loving care.
Tender loving care.
It's about 15 minutes before 10 p.m. here on WXYC Chapel Hill. It's a Thursday night feature on soul music from North and South Carolina. We're hearing the flip side in the background of the song I talked over last time I was with you. Originals Orchestra, Burlington, North Carolina, Philly Dog, both sides are cover songs. We just heard from the interestingly named Eloise L. Jackson and the Bluminettes. Not sure what a Bluminette is, but I like the sound of it. That was Tender Loving Care on the prolific United label from West Columbia, South Carolina. Jesse Woods from Lenoir, North Carolina, did a funky take on Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life. From neighboring city Durham, Johnny White and the Mighty Crusaders with Physical, Healthy, and Trim. That was the one talking about hips like motorboats. The soul set from Cullowhee, North Carolina, students at Western North Carolina, with Will You Ever Learn? And we had a few blue-eyed groups at the top of that set. The Nomads from Greenville, South Carolina, under the direction of Sunny Threat, did Something's Bad, released on their own Mogroove label in the late 60s. Soul Inc. from Columbia, What Goes Up Must Come Down, and Frankie and the Damons from Raleigh, Man From Soul. Keep listening to the third feature, Carolina Soul. Next up, Souls Unlimited, Raving Vampire, with special shouts to one of the musicians, Mark Dupuis.
Time to run! Yeah, time to get up!
baby.
Hey, hey, lazy day, I want you to go away. without land. I miss you more than a day without sunshine. But more than this, I miss you more. Without sunshine, but more than this, I miss you more.
Bye-bye.
Music here from The Magnificents, doing a song called Mr. Cool, another Burlington, North Carolina instrumental that I'm talking over tonight on the Thursday night feature on WXYC Chapel Hill, where it is 5 minutes past 10 p.m. We are playing nothing but soul music from North and South Carolina, and it'll keep on going until midnight. We just heard from Moses Dillard again from Greenville, South Carolina. I didn't intend to play both sides of this record, but I didn't bring as many 60s things as I had thought I did, so there we go. Good song all the same. Pretty as a Picture by Moses Dillard and the Dynamic Showman, preceded by another Greenville artist who had some ties to famed Southern Soulstress Ann Sexton out of the same town. This was James Mr. Soulfingers Arnold, and it looks like the so-called arranger of horns on that record was Ann's husband, Melvin Burton. Your Chain of Love by James Mr. Soulfingers Arnold. The Opels, Day and Time from 1971, Linko Records, Greensboro, North Carolina. It's come up in conversation a couple times lately, most notably for the great Sweet Soul flip side that it has, which is called You Know I Love You, but that's the underrated funky flip side with rare use of a flute on a North Carolina funk record. Day and Time by the Opels, preceded by... Ooh, the song's ending. I guess I will talk over silence for a bit. I keep playing short instrumentals. But Bob Meyer from the Charlotte area, best known for his beach music contributions, did I Only Get That Feeling. Sound Inc. ahead of that with Go Away. That's on the same Aquarius label from Hickory that put out a great record by the Reggie Sadler Review. The Golden Toadstools ahead of that on Minaret Records, which wasn't a local label, but it was a local production recorded in West Columbia, South Carolina at the Music World Studios. Silly Savage by the Golden Toadstools. Apparently there's an X-rated earlier version of that song, but I've never heard it. Doubt it came out, but rumored to exist. And starting things off, the Souls Unlimited with part one of The Raving Vampire. This group hailed from Rocky Mount, North Carolina, and I thought of this record because I recently heard from one of the musicians on that record through a website that I have, carolinasoul.org, which is a discography of this music that we've been hearing, as well as a blog, and I invite you to check it out. But I wanted to give a special shout out to Mark Dupuis, who is now a steel drum player down in Florida, I believe. And he has a website, markdupuis.com. Dupuis is spelled D-U-P-U-Y, so you can check him out there. And that catches us up to date here on WXYC 89.3 FM in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. This is the Thursday night feature on soul music from North and South Carolina. We've got a lot more to play. Hopefully I won't run out totally of the 60s and 70s dance music that I intended to lockdown for these first couple hours. May end up playing more slow jams than intended, but bear with me here and we'll see what we can do. Next up, classic soul group action from Charlotte in the late 60s, The Appreciations.
No. Why is it that you always say no?
Say no.
Why can't you say yes sometimes, baby?
Say yes?
When I ask you, little darling, to be mine, all you said was no. Because you said no.
Fooling myself. If you know
Thank you. is now. The time is now.
Why?
The time is now. The time is now.
Get yourself together.
The time is now.
Why?
The time is now.
Get yourself together.
The time is now.
We'll be right back.
Time is 10:30 on the dot, and you are tuned into WXYC Chapel Hill, and you're listening to the Thursday Night Feature, which is about Carolina soul music this week. We're about halfway through the program, kind of stretching things now, instrumental interlude, if you will. Back-to-back tracks by the Funk Connection, who recorded these in the late 70s or early 80s, I think early 80s, at Strawberry Jam Recording Studios in Columbia, South Carolina, showing off their rock influences, but still pretty funky. Unique sound from the Funk Connection. This is Dedication, and it was on the Studio's own Strawberry Jam label. They also had their own label, TFC, or the Funk Connection, and that was the one that was a little faster sounding that we heard ahead of this one. It was entitled Going Our Way. The great group Blues Grooves to Satisfaction ahead of that, with The Time Is Now from their lone single released in the early 70s on United Records out of West Columbia, South Carolina. These folks came from Walterboro, South Carolina, and they were named for the manager, Luther Bryan, a.k.a. Lou. So that's where Lou's Grooves to Satisfaction came from. I think they were originally called Lou and the Groovers, but in the 70s they changed it up. Buddy T and the Thrillers ahead of that from Anderson, South Carolina with If You Don't Want Me. That was the one that sounded kind of distorted. It isn't the best copy and comes on the dreaded styrene as opposed to vinyl, which when wears down might sound quite bad like this one did, but thought it was worth an airing at least once in my life. Buddy T and the Thrillers with If You Don't Want Me. Preceded by Southern soul legend Kip Anderson, who came from South Carolina but also stayed in Fayetteville, North Carolina for some years. Ended up back in South Carolina and passed away, sadly, in the last couple of years. But he made a number of singles for local labels as well as for national labels like Chess and Checker. This was one of the local obscurities, Tomorrow Records, Charles Derrick's label out of Columbia, South Carolina. Charles Derrick was a DJ in that town, and that was the song they did, I Can't, was the title there. Kip Anderson. Gene Barber and Cavaliers, one of many Cavaliers groups in the late 60s, did I Need a Love. I believe that was a Curtis Mayfield song that they covered up there. And that's one of the only releases on Hit Records, which was an enterprise of Hit Attractions from Charlotte, run by Ted Hall, best known for booking bands, not producing music. Ted Hall, out of Charlotte, was the premier booking agency in the Carolinas and perhaps the region back in that day, and still quite competitive for a long time. But they did release a couple of singles, including Gene Barber and the Cavaliers' I Need a Love. And starting things off with the Appreciations' No, 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 both sides of their single for Aware Records are really great. And they were produced by pioneering female disc jockey Chatty Hattie. Real name, Chatty Leaper, I believe. I'm blanking on that right now, though. But they made a few singles in the late 60s, the great vocal harmony group, The Appreciations from Charlotte, North Carolina, and that was the top of our set here on the Carolina Soul Thursday Night Feature, which you are tuning into on WXYC Chapel Hill 89.3 FM or on the internet, wxyc.org. If you have any questions about the music that you are hearing, you can call us at 919-962-8989 or instant message us at WXYC Requests. Our website address is WXYC.org, and I also wanted to mention that I have a website of my own, which is a discography of soul music from North and South Carolina, where you will find reference information on many of the singles that I've been playing tonight. It's CarolinaSoul.org. We've also launched a blog with articles about bands from North and South Carolina. All right, moving along with more music. What do I have next? Okay, a few more instrumentals before we get into the ballad sector of this program. This is the DJ Band. on the Lakeview label from Lewisburg, North Carolina, a small town a little northeast of capital city Raleigh. DJ Band doing Riding High.